Conspiracy of the Insignificant. Oh yeah, 1905 World Series, since there wasn't one in 1904. The New York Giants were just too good. The 1905 World Series, the series itself has some interesting sidelights. It was Christy Mathewson's time to shine. He established himself as the future Hall of Famer that he absolutely was. He would have been the MVP for sure. In the space of 6 days, he pitched 3 shutouts and permitted only 14 hits. He did not allow a batter to third base. Overall, the New York Giants yielded no earned runs in this series and thus set the record, an ERA of 0.00. They won 4-1. It became a best-of-seven series after, the original World Series was a best-of-9. Pitted the Giants against the Philadelphia Athletics. John McGraw against Connie Mack. The Athletics were doomed, especially when their ace pitcher, Rube Waddell, who we will be speaking of a little bit more in a moment, he was unable to pitch, and being their ace, that was pretty much the end of all of that for the A's. The National League reestablished their supremacy. I mean, no earned runs at all scored in the 5 games. The Athletics won 1 game, that being the 2nd game, which was held at the Polo Grounds, which they won 3-0, but on unearned runs. That's remarkable. In fact, that was game 2. They won 3-0 at the Polo Grounds, and then the Giants came back and won the next 3.
Believe me when I say this. Believe me. Everything goes, you won't even be able to get near me with a 10-foot pole. Take a real close look. You made a deal. You made a deal. Begging, begging, and begging. I'm out there to win and win any way I can. I'm gonna rip you up so bad. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? You just hold that microphone and keep quiet. I'm always a champion. I just told you to shut up and hold that microphone. He's a termite and I'm the exterminator. Let me tell you people something. I make no bones about this. It's gonna be the greatest thing that ever happened in the history of breakfast once and for all. Let me tell you something. I'm in the greatest physical and mental shape in my entire career. Remember the last time? You listen to me and listen good. But this time, it's the biggest shocker of all. I want you and you and you out there and you. Now I'm the American champion and I must demand respect. Apparently, there is a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy, and when I come out, I'm going to come out twice as deadly as a rattlesnake and twice as fast. I'm going to give you something that you'll never forget. Never. And remember, the only way to spell wrestling is P-O-L-O-S. But you're missing one thing. You know what that is? This up here. No brain cells.
Oops, I fell off.
Let's talk about the unpresent, but certainly a member of the Conspiracy of the Insignificant Hall of people who are just too wacky for words, Rube Waddell. Waddell was unpredictable. Overall, he had a habit of doing things like leaving the dugout in the middle of the games to follow passing fire trucks to fires. He performed as an alligator wrestler in the off-season. He was easily distracted by opposing teams who used to do things like hold up puppies, toys, or shining objects, which would at times seem to put Waddell in a trance on the mound. An alcoholic, they say, for most of his adult life, Waddell reportedly spent the entirety of his first signing bonus on a drinking binge, which led the Sporting News to refer to him as a southpaw. He was traded from Philadelphia to St. Louis, despite his importance to the team, because they say his eccentric behavior just made him unable to be dealt with. Baseball expert Bill James has suggested that Waddell possibly suffered from a developmental disability, mental retardation, autism, or an attention deficit disorder. Ken Burns' baseball documentary actually claims that Waddell lost track of how many women he'd married. Bill James, baseball historian, has written that Waddell would not be allowed to be himself today, but would be analyzed, compartmentalized, would not be allowed to compete anywhere save for, quote, heaving a rubber-tipped javelin in the Special Olympics, unquote. No less a baseball legend as Walter Johnson said of Rube Waddell, quote, in my opinion, and I suppose if there is any subject I am qualified to discuss, it is pitching. Rube Waddell had more sheer pitching ability than any man I ever saw. That doesn't say he was the greatest pitcher by a great deal. Rube had defects of character that prevented him from using his talents to the best effect. He is dead and gone, so there is no need for me to enlarge on the weaknesses. Those are well enough known. I would prefer to dwell on his strong points, and he had plenty. Rube Waddell, The Zany Brilliant Life of a Strikeout Artist, a book written about him by Alan Howard Levy. One of the quotes, he was one of the game's first real drawing cards, among its first honest-to-goodness celebrities, and the first player to have teams of newspaper reporters following him, have a massive following of idol-worshipping kids yelling out his nickname like he was their buddy. Cooperstown historian encapsulated Waddell's erratic behavior. He began the year 1903 sleeping in a farmhouse in Camden, New Jersey, and ended it tending bar in a saloon in Wheeling, West Virginia. In between those events, he won 22 games for the Philadelphia Athletics, played left end for the Businessmen's Rugby Football Club of Grand Rapids, Michigan, toured the nation in a melodrama called The Stain of Guilt, courted, married, and became separated from Maywin Skinner of Lynn, Massachusetts, saved a woman from drowning, accidentally shot a friend through the hand, and was bitten by a lion. He died in 1914 on April Fool's Day in San Antonio, Texas, at the age of 37. What more could be said about such a legend? Oh man, I'm glad we have kind of renewed this old news and popular culture craziness, courtesy of The Conspiracy of the Insignificant.
Truth is fiction. This is Be Morbid, Be Not. Johann George Krunitz, the famous French tennis star, wrote a 242-volume encyclopedia. It was used as a premarital aptitude test by prospective young brides. To pass, a candidate for marriage, dressed in conventional tennis clothes, had to lift the 30-pound lid with one hand so his soul can escape. Be Morbid, Be Not. Bees in the state of Goiás, Brazil, sting. They also produce honey. Be Morbid, Be Not. In a moment, I'll tell you about cows with a heavy chest. These bovines, dressed in the full uniform of the French National Guard, grazed in the Alder Creek Basin, and they chewed the ground. Be Morbid, Be Not.
And thank you, good Mr. F. Lee Moore. Conspiracy of the Insignificant. It is one of the greatest programs ever conceived. 10 minutes at a time, your mind, my mouth, and a bunch of noise. It's brought to you by Rubber Room Entertainment Labs, the Overnightscape Underground, I am PQ River, thanking you for listening. Tune in again real soon.